Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Austin-based musician Alejandro Rose Garcia started Shaky Graves in 2008 while he was pursuing a career as an actor. He had a reoccurring role on Friday Night Lights. He recorded his album Roll the Bones by himself and put it up on Bandcamp, where it's become one of the music distribution site's biggest sellers. Now signed to Dual Tone Records, he has a new CD coming out called And the War Came, due to release October 7th. He recorded his new album in a studio he built in his home with producer and drummer Chris Busada. Esme Patterson of the Denver band Paper Birds collaborated on the album as well and sings on several tracks. I had a chance to catch up with the 27-year-old musician backstage at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival last weekend. We begin by talking about his new album.
Were you intentionally kind of trying to not have it sound overproduced or over-marketed, or did you even think about that while you were making it?
Oh, yeah, I certainly thought about that. I mean, on one level, I really did want to make it sound pretty different than anything that I'd put out, and I think it achieves that in certain moments for sure. But I also, the main thing that I kind of fight with through all of this, through producing music and writing and even performing, is what version of the song I'm going to play. You know, like, I think songs are kind of always worth workshopping and there's only a few times that I finally seal songs, and it's like, this is how the song goes. A lot of the time, I'll leave it up to interpretation or whatever. For a long time, like, I'll workshop music. So with that album, it was like, some of those songs, as soon as we would record them, and then I would learn them and start playing them live, I'd find a new pocket in it, and then we would go back to the drawing board and be like, should we actually just re-record this as me playing acoustic guitar instead of all this stuff? And then so anyway, it's... That album could have just as easily come out where all those songs were like kitchen recordings and kind of hissy and lo-fi, or it could have come out where they were all super sparkling and shining. And I always like a lot of variety. If you looked at the music I'm listening to on my, you know, on my Spotify playlist or whatever, I mean, it's like a nightmare. It's a total mishmash of new music, old music, like bad pop music, really weird, you know, like obscure stuff, and I sort of wanted that to sort of be present in that album. I think that's really enjoyable when you go through an entire album and it sounds like you could be listening to maybe two or three different bands, or sounds more like a mixtape.
Exactly. One song that sounded really different was Family and Genus, because there's definitely a different sound in there. You use a little bit of electronica, and I think that it totally works with what you do naturally with the driving beat and everything that comes in there. What is that song about to you?
Well, that was one of the first songs that was recorded with that album. So it was interesting to have that as kind of a template. Like, I knew that was going to be on it. And I'm like, is every song going to have a little bit of a more of a synth influence? Because I'm down with that just as much as anybody. Originally, I was going to call the album Family and Genus. Is because kind of what I wanted to do through the whole thing was, you know, like the family tree or tree of life. I wanted to show where I came from, or how I see myself, and also the things I can't really escape. You know, because there's certain ways, like if I try and make a country song, it's not really going to sound like a country song. Or if I try and make a blues song, it still won't really sound like a blues song, because I have sort of an inescapable technical handicap that's just how my body works and how I sing, and it's not a handicap, but it's, you know, I'm not a chameleon, you know, as much as I could make it sound like any genre of music, it's still going to be pretty genuinely me, I think.
That's what makes you original, too, totally. And you are, like most people describe you as being original, and to me it seems like you're kind of fearless. Do you think those two things go hand in hand? Or are you fearless?
I'm certainly not fearless. I'm fairly brave with my music, I'd say. But again, I have a big background in just performance, you know, in being on stage, and it's more entertaining and I think more genuine to put myself in precarious positions. And I have a lot of really like supportive you know, supportive listeners and fans, and even people who haven't heard the music before, I think are pretty willing to jump in out of the gate. So I usually stay in my comfort zone a little bit and then really try and get out of it too, because as I've been shown by all these wonderful musicians that I've gotten to play with this whole year and going to festivals, that, you know, improvisation and being uncomfortable and just going for something that you've never done before in front of people is sometimes the most rewarding stuff to watch and play.
That was the song Family and Genus off the Shaky Graves release And the War Came. I spoke with Alejandro Rose Garcia, who is Shaky Graves, backstage at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival last weekend.
You were an actor too, so you probably got a little bit of performance experience with all of that as well.
Yeah,
I read this another interview that you where you said that you you wanted to stop pursuing the acting because it gets surreal when your car is filled with photos of your head. How is the music industry different, or just not the industry necessarily, but being a musician different from that kind of pursuit?
Well, I mean, for the most part, you know, in music, you don't really have to do anything. If I wanted to, I could be a clammy. You know, I could have said no to this interview, and no one comes in my place, and you know, you don't get to do this, and I'm not doing that, and you'll never find out what's behind door number one, and no one takes pictures of my face, and whatever. You know, if you want to, you can get as weird or inaccessible as ever. And again, having a name like Shaky Graves is something that just sort of allows me to step away from myself to where I'm not just masturbating all the time, or at least that's not how it seems to me. But I mean, in acting, you really are selling yourself. That's just part of what it is, at least in film acting and stuff like that. You know, it's like, please hire me.
I'm cute.
I'm good at stuff. Like, hire me. And in music, you know, if you wanted to, you could play to five people or just play to yourself or play in a backyard or whatever. And it's whatever reward or, you know, whatever level, what you want out of it is what you should pursue, and no one's really there to tell you that that's the wrong approach. There's really 1,000 ways up that mountain, you know.
Yeah.
And acting, there's a lot of people that have to say yes before you're even allowed to get into a studio or anything.
So another song that I love is Pansy Waltz.
Oh, yeah.
What was the inspiration for that song lyrically?
That's an older song. I wrote that. I'm really happy that I made it onto an album. I wrote that a long time ago. And I was real bitter. I had moved a girl into my house when I was young, and that was a really silly idea. Because I hadn't lived by myself ever. So first house I tried to move into by myself, I also tried to move a girl into it.
Yeah, that's a lot of things going on at once.
Yeah, and that kind of predictably fell apart, and it really ripped me up a lot. And, you know, whatever. This was pretty fresh out of high school, early 20s stuff. But she immediately started being really successful as soon as we split up and would kind of drop notes on, like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, I just wanted to tell you I'm, like, dating the number one dude you have a man crush on. That's kind of all I called about. And I'm like, what? Like, are you serious? Are you seriously calling me to tell me that? Like, so anyway, that song's kind of about that. It's the post, you know, looking back and being like, I could have done some stuff different, and you certainly could have done some stuff different. But, you know, I'm in the long run, I'm not really a sad person, you know. I can be kind of a pansy, but, you know, screw it.
She's an innocent lord. What must his family think? And you must be getting his feathers wet. Well, she always seems to be the top until she drops you like a rock. Well, you should have been a better friend to him. Well, I dusted all the bones out of my yard. I fixed the screen door, raised the barn. But still, you call me from the moon every single afternoon. Tell me all about the astronauts you come to love, and how the earth looks from above, and how I should have been a better friend to you. But I've never seen life as a treasure, a treasure for a find. I've read the news, abused the blues, and often wondered why my smile remains. Like mine.
could have been a better friend of mine. Well, I saw in you a brand new bird, the song of which I'd never heard, oh, a melody so fine, the whole world would pine, and it's a tune to give the boys the blues and turn the horses into glue. You know, I should have been a better friend to you. Yeah, I should have been a better friend to you. Well, I've never seen life as a chore or a treasure for to find. I've read the news, abused the booze, and often wondered why. Oh, my smile remains the thinking pains, the average passerby. Well, they'll sink like stones into their homes, away from teeth like mine.
That was the song Pansy Waltz off the latest Shaky Graves release, And the War Came. I'm Allie Lightfoot. I spoke with Shaky Graves last weekend at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival.
You said that you really love Austin and chose to come back there and do your thing. And you said that, to quote you, it's the place where you'll have a shaking cowboy decked out and wearing a bolo tie and a belt buckle, and you'll be having a conversation about Wu-Tang Clan while he's passing you a joint. How do you think your music reflects that? If it does.
In a lot of ways, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of people in Austin, again, you know, when you say you're from Texas, people are like, well, you don't have an accent. And it's like, well, no, I don't. I can if I'm around the right people.
Do it just a little bit.
Oh, come on. all right, I'll talk the rest. This is real bad. Real bad. But you can be out hanging around the wrong people, and you'll start talking like this, and talking about Colbert and all sorts of weird bullshit. And at the same time, you know, you're having a... Like, I'll be out with my friend who works for, like, the Texas, you know, like... The Texas Capitol. He wears a suit and goes and works at the Capitol, and he also, like, I've seen him wear like 1,000 hats. Like, I remember when he was in photography school and was like, you know, deep studying blah blah blah, and then wanted to be an art historian, and you know, like, to see, like, living like a little crust punk, and then comes back and then's, you know, able to wear a suit and a tie. And none of that really goes away. I feel like a lot of the people I hang around and the way I was always raised is sort of like, you know, a lot of the people that I resonate with and that come out of Austin, I think every one of them wants kind of one of those studies full of books you've read or, like, animal heads you've collected or, you know, I feel like everyone is kind of, you know, collecting... you know, relics of some sort. It's like, I dabble a little in this, and I know a little about metaphysics, and I'm also really into, you know, sacred geometry, and I really like Garth Brooks, and you're just like, what? Like, you know, so that's kind of what the more comfortable I am in wearing sort of that skin and as many hats as I want, I feel comfortable being, representing Texas and being Texan and don't feel shy about writing country music, and I also don't feel shy about writing a pop song in the same breath or not even really labeling them either, or smooshing them up and being like, it's like you know, Katy Perry and the band at the same time, so why not?
Well, I'm a wheel that's all.
sweet. Oh, company, my wife, you cheat. Still in there, even when you do your worst, bow, but never kneel. Not by the time that I can't steal it.
That was Shaky Graves and Esme Patterson singing Big Time Nashville Star. We continue the conversation with the Austin-based musician, recorded last weekend.
So you collaborated with
Esme.
Yeah, Esme, but also Chris Busada, which you call him Boo.
Oh, yeah.
How do you, and you weren't collaborating with a whole lot of people before. You were kind of doing your own thing. How do you choose who you want to work with?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I've collaborated with people. It's never really stuck, I haven't been in the position where I can really offer anything, you know. Didn't really have a career to speak of, and a lot of the people that, you know, I used to want to collaborate with or would run into, they're always doing their own thing too, and it's hard to coordinate. And really, I found a lot of importance in hunkering down and sort of making a name, digging in and making a name for myself before I even started trying to figure out how to play with other people, because I wanted to really make sure that what I had was kind of cauterized in a sense, and that I had a place to go back to. Like, even if this all dissolved and I decided to stop collaborating with anybody from here on out, I would know where to go home to, you know, pretty immediately.
Yeah.
And to have that sort of responsibility for my own music is something that, you know, I feel very proud of, you know, and that if you dropped me somewhere and, you know, there wasn't even an instrument around, I could maybe have a show still, you know, just with my voice or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then collaborating with people is just really an honor and a pleasure. You know, the more people you add in that trust you or, you know, are willing to you know, follow where you lead, or just completely blow your mind by adding stuff to it, because that's the real best part of a collaboration, is other people hearing stuff in your music that you don't even have access to mentally. And Chris Busada and I just met and instantly were like, something's weird, we should hang out. And it's like, yeah, I should record you. And it's like, yeah, you should record me. And then it's like, you should record me a lot. And then it's like, you should just play with me. And it's like, we should move in together. And then he happened to like move to Austin and move right down the street from my house. It's like, okay, so so here's a key to my house. Move all your toys into my house. We'll build a studio. And then we'll just act crazy forever. And it was like, great, perfect. Yeah, that worked out great. You know, like, and so I couldn't have predicted that. I mean, we've only been doing that for about a year, and it's already like, you know, again, you add every person you add to it, it turns into a whole different dynamic. I was at a folk festival a week ago, ran into a bunch of Austin people, and now that I'm feeling a little more comfortable in leading, you know, because it's my music, it's my responsibility to be like, yeah, come on, and no, don't do that, and yes, do this, and sort of helped, you know, a bunch of people were like, I would play with you tomorrow, and I'm like, that'd be cool if we could get this person and ask them, and they're like, sure, I'll step in. And so all of a sudden we turned into a six-piece bluegrass band for like one show, played three songs, learned them in a parking lot, and wow. and it was great. And it's like, and from doing that, I'm like, oh, I'd like to do that again, or maybe do a whole tour as that, or, you know, a real rootsy version of all the stuff, or, you know, I don't know. But I'll find out. That's the beauty of collaboration. Yeah.
So you're drawing these little skulls on the posters here, and your whole imagery and your name, Shaky Graves, and all that. You're kind of spooky, Shaky. Why are you so spooky?
You know, I always had a big influence with all that stuff, kind of through my mother. She's from South Texas. She's from a little town called San Diego, which is just north of Corpus Christi. And out there, it's like, you know, Catholicism is a very visceral, almost kind of voodoo-y thing, a little bit, to where it's like active relationship. Like, everyone down there is so actively in a relationship with the Lord and Jesus, and very like, you know, like, it's very, and there's so much death and weirdness out there. There's floods and snakes and you know, and it's like this very visceral, like, sort of story arc to everything. My mother is a playwright. She was super influenced by that as a young girl, and then went on to express that throughout her whole life, because that's sort of the, like, you know, like, everyone down there is sort of like, when my grandmother died, and I'm not used to seeing dead bodies or anything like that, and I'm in there, and like, all of my relatives are like, oh yeah, she's over there, like, you know, in the coffin, and that's so good to see you, I haven't seen you, and they're like, yeah, and I'm like, what are you guys talking, like, hold on, like, everyone slow down, like, grandma's dead, like, oh yeah, but she's over there, like, you know, and I don't, you know, and it's like, there is a sort of, there's something about all that that's, it's like kind of the Day of the Dead, like, sort of not bad ghost, but constant ghost, and you know, death is terrifying, but it's also, you know, inevitable, and who knows, maybe it is sweet, but I think all that kind of grand mystery and sort of sweet darkness stuff is kind of what I'm all about, you know.
That was the song Roll the Bones off the Shaky Graves debut release of the same title. This is Allie Lightfoot, and you've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I've been speaking with Shaky Graves, whose new album, And the War Came, comes out October 7th. Stay tuned for All Songs Considered, coming up next.